This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thank you for staying tuned. I'm Xiaoning and this is The Morning Run with Lin Mark. It has just gone past 7:18 in the morning, Friday the 13th of November. And in about half an hour, we'll be speaking to Dr. Dayang Afiza Awang Marikan at the University of Malaysia Sarawak on what the state got out of budget 2021. But in the meantime, let's talk about retail, because following up on our budget 2021 coverage, we're looking at the retail sector today.
So the industry has had to endure quite a difficult year. The MCO in March very nearly crippled it, and the repercussions of that are now extended as most states continue being under the SEMCO order until December 6th. So the Malaysia Retail Industry Report released in September expects the sector to contract 2.5% in Q4 as opposed to just 1.5% previously. It also expected over 50,000 retail stores to close over the next few months.
So the government had launched several stimulus packages and extended the bank loan moratorium to help businesses, but many retailers continue to feel the adverse effects of their losses already from the first MCO. So could Budget 2021 have offered more to save the retail industry? So sharing her insights with us this morning is Shirley Tay, president of the Malaysia Retail Chain Association. Now, there have been mixed reactions from those within the retail sector after the budget. Can you walk us through what some of those concerns are?
Yes, thank you for having me. Well, the budget 2021 unveiled on 6 November is the largest allocation in Malaysia. Before this, I think many businesses, especially SMEs, are hoping to see a good budget, one with strong fundamentals to help us, you know, to pull through this very difficult time. But we are disappointed to say that it did not really meet the expectations of you know, the businesses, especially for SMEs. I feel that the budget is really missing the wider, broader, and a strategic approach to help us, you know, to pull through. In my opinion, yes, there are some goodies, because the budget aims to support the B40 and M40 category in a certain extent in terms of wage subsidies, you know, reduction of income tax, and also, you know, with the spur of wanting to increase the spending power. But to me, it is actually very short term and it is not sustainable. I must say that the budget has some goodies, you know. It provides a BPN. This relates to bantuan prihatin. And then it also has a certain form of grant for automation and digitalization. But this is really not enough. The SME businesses have suffered a great deal due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Many businesses are in a critical and in a very bad stage. Without further subsidies and support from the government, I think it is very difficult for most of them to pull through. This is my personal opinion.
Okay, Shirley, you did mention that the budget lacked a strategic approach and was short-term in nature with regards to incentives for the retail sector or for help for the retail sector. So what would you have liked to see?
Okay, the government actually allocates 1.5 billion for wage subsidy for additional 3 months, especially for the tourism industry. But I think it is done in a very targeted manner. As at now, I think it is unsure as to whether every retail business can claim this wage subsidy or not. I think professional services and those other than retails, but they are in SME, you know, businesses, they are not given this grant, you know. And to me, wage subsidy, it's only part of the operating expense of, you know, all businesses. We still have a lot of huge expenses such as renters, you know, purchases with suppliers, fixed overheads like electricity, water, you know, and also monthly maintenance and licenses that we have to pay. I don't think those aspects are being covered.
And do you think the government has made any sufficient initiatives to actually help retailers become omni-platform providers, right? Because there's definitely a shift towards e-commerce and digitalization.
To a certain extent, yes, because the government does allocate grants, you know, for companies who wish to go online. And I think that is really good. But going online is not the only solution. Going online is a way that we shift our focus from, you know, doing the brick and mortar business to having customers to be able to shop and purchase our products without having to visit our premises and outlets. That to a certain extent helped us to stay competitive. Everyone is basically going online already. If you are not going online, it's tough for you to compete. But then digital grant is not the only thing. So I would want to see really the government to provide beyond that. If I may elaborate a little bit.
Yes, please.
I feel that first thing is that the confidence level, you know, we have to gain it back. And, you know, in retail businesses, a big bulk of our business really comes from tourists, you know. I know that at this difficult time, it's not easy for tourists to come in, but I think we can slowly allow, you know, maybe tourists from the green zone countries. We call that the travel bubble, where, you know, tourists would have to adhere to very stringent adherence to observing SOPs. And if the government can allocate more funding into ensuring that very stringent, you know, SOPs are being adhered to ensure safety for tourists to come into the country, I think that would help to revive the economy to a certain extent. I also feel that even, you know, in Malaysia, you know, as a whole, the resurfacing of COVID, you know, the number of cases become higher because of lack of control. You know, we were able to do really well at the beginning. If you look at the period during RMCO, during the recovery period, you know, businesses are picking up. You know, we were hopeful because we were able to contain the number of cases. But unfortunately, you know, we have higher numbers. And right now, it's like every day you see, you know, a huge number of cases of infected, patients. So I think the government can do more in this regard. It is the confidence level that we have to give back to our people.
And Shirley, this morning we are also running a poll on BFM, and our question was, would an extension of the targeted loan moratorium help the retail sector? What are your views on this?
Any form of loan subsidies, you know, would help the retailers. The thing is that it is no longer about loan. See, being retailers, right, our concern is also about how do we repay the loan eventually. You know, it is a lot to do with what do we see in the future. Do we see that we can sustain? It is important, yes, to help us to pull through. You know, I think Bank Negara has done a good job in engaging with the industry, you know, with the bankers, you know, allowing associations like ours to be in a dialogue with the financial institutions. It is more towards having a proper dedicated channel. I think that there is still confusion as to how our members can seek this sort of support. So I think we can improve in that regards. So the extension does help, but it is not the only solution to it.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Shirley Tay, President of the Malaysia Retail Chain Association, giving us views on Budget 2021. And her point is that basically it's not strategic enough. It doesn't also address some of the long-term issues. Yes, there are some positives and maybe we might see an increase in spending power. But for this segment, for this sector, they are facing tough times and there needs to be a restoration of confidence. And we ultimately need to solve the health crisis, bring down COVID cases. Then once again, people might feel more confident about going to the shops, spending money. Then only can we really see an improvement in the general economy.
Yeah, I think we ultimately have to face the fact that we don't have a large enough domestic consumption base in order to really support the retail sector and take over the business that they were seeing from international tourists, right? It's just not going to happen. And then coupled with the fact that we've gone into CMCO and a lot of people are still hesitant about going outdoors, so I feel for them, I do. The problem is that, you know, when it comes to talking about reopening our country to green zones, we are definitely not in a position where other countries would feel comfortable sending their people to us. So that has to be resolved before I think any of this can even be considered, really.
Yeah, there's still some long way off towards recovery. And I think for a lot of businesses, it's all about cash flow management, right? You need to find a way to pay all your operating expenses. So the loan moratorium maybe gives you some breathing space. But the reality is that there's only one aspect of your total cost base, still a lot of many other cost items to consider. And as long as you don't have revenue coming in, it's going to be painful. But up next, we'll be talking about digital practices on Southeast Asia's internet economy. That's happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.